AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Freezing rain has started falling in Texas as a winter storm sweeps across the country. Haya Panjwani reports it could affect half the U.S. population.
In Maryland, Governor Wes Moore declared a state of emergency.
Please use common sense.
In Oklahoma City, Public Works employee Michael Colbert says they had a similar storm in 2009.
It was the most snow that we've had here in history, I believe. And this one is supposed to be pretty close to that. So we learned from that event.
And in Georgia, people stock up on groceries. Alonzo Berry.
I wonder if it's like kind of a southern thing. Like we just want to be make sure we're good for the for any kind of winter blizzards or anything that could come.
The storm is forecast to bring snow, sleet, and ice from Texas to New England. At least 177 million people are under watches or warnings for ice and snow. More than 200 million are under cold weather advisories or warnings. I'm Haya Panjwani.
In Minnesota, police arrested anti-immigration enforcement protesters at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. Annette Donahue reports.
In downtown Minneapolis, protesters turned out in the cold.
We love our Minnesota immigrants.
This woman, Amy, is bundled up.
Temperature has nothing to do with it, right? Like, we have to do what is right and protect our neighbors no matter what the conditions are.
Protest intensified since Renee Good was shot and killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. ICE's Greg Bovino defended their work.
When the law is not enforced, violent offenders remain free.
The Department of Homeland Security confirms a two-year-old named Chloe was detained with her father as they drove home from a grocery store in South Minneapolis. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. forces have carried out another strike on an alleged drug boat, this one in the Eastern Pacific. Two people killed, one survivor, says U.S. Southern Command. This is AP News. Sagar Magani reports the president and the vice president addressed the March for Life in Washington today.
I know that there is still much road ahead to travel together. Take heart in how far we've come.
Vance was the keynote speaker in person after President Trump appeared via video message.
We have made unprecedented strides to protect innocent life and support the institution of the family.
Pointing to the 2022 Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade, Vance noted he told marchers last year he wants more babies born in the U.S. He and his wife announced this week they're expecting their fourth child.
So let the record show, you have a vice president who practices what he preaches.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.